And now let's chat with Ben Akers, who is the husband to Brandy Akers and board member of Second Wind St. Louis. Ben, welcome to the program.
All right, thank you for having me, Christy. Glad to talk to you today.
You know, I was just speaking with Dr. Hashem, and he perfectly outlined some general medical information about lung diseases associated with having to undergo a transplant. But what I also wanted to talk about was that day-to-day journey, and you've agreed to help shed a little more light on this subject with your story. Now, your wife, Brandy, had a lung transplant. When?
She did. She had a lung double lung transplant on March 23rd, 2003.
So 11 years post-transplant surgery, that's incredible. And according to Dr. Hashem, that is a little bit longer than the average life expectancy.
That is correct. I know when she was going through the pre-workup, when they were talking to her about doing the transplant, they did let her know that the average life expectancy post-transplant is around an average of 5 years.
So is it like we see on movies or the TV for those waiting for this life-saving surgery? You have a special pager or a device that you carry with you at all times because you never know when you're going to get that call. And bam, you get the call and then you're rushed off to the hospital. Is that how it happens?
Yes and no. Basically what it is they don't use pagers anymore. Back in the old days, I think they did. Pretty much what it is now, it's just they'll take your cell phone, your home phone, both numbers, any other contact information that you can give them, and then when a match is found, you'll receive that phone call. My wife, when she had hers, she had her phone call on the 22nd, and it was probably about 11 to 11:30 at night when she got the phone call.
So were you aware of the fact that lung transplant surgery was more than likely going to be a part of your future with Brandy? And if so, what did that mean for you and Brandy, especially as it pertains to building a family and a life together?
Yeah, definitely. And my wife and I, we met at our church back in the year 2000. And we did date off and on for a little while. I did know about her having, cystic fibrosis. I didn't know a whole lot about the genetic disease back then. So I, did some research and some, Google searches to find out a little bit more about it so I could be, educated about what it was, what the impact was, with her future. And basically, after we dated for a little while, she kind of was in a place, she was getting more ill more frequently and was being admitted to the hospital, quite often, probably about every other month. And so basically, we kind of had a talk, and she basically told me that at that point in her life, she didn't know what her future was. It was uncertain. And she didn't feel that she was really in the spot to be in a relationship because she didn't want to, have me become, too attached, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then have something happen to her. And so I respected that. I still cared, very deeply for her, and we remained good friends. And then when, she had her phone call, got the call, I actually went down to the hospital, actually beat her there. But, the family was there, friends were there, said bye, we'll see you later as they were taking her back in to have her transplant. And at that moment, that's when I knew that, I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this woman. And it's one of those things where, yes, I know that anything could happen at any minute, the human body won't ever see that transplant organ as its own. So she always has to constantly take the immunosuppressant drugs to suppress her immune system so it won't fight them off. But it's, we rely, on God. Our faith is very strong, and we know that it's, none of us are going anywhere until he calls us home. Throughout our relationship, we've been married for 9 years. It'll be 10 years next May.
Wow, congratulations.
And thank you very much. She's basically really shown me, how to live life to the fullest and, to not take each day for granted and to really cherish the people and the small things that are, important to us.
How did the Second Wind Association help you in this journey?
It's been a very big support. Through their association, and the long walk that they do every October, it's brought us in contact with, a lot of other people that have had double lung transplants, whether it's from, CF, cystic fibrosis, or other, some sort of, pulmonary disease that caused them to need a transplant. But it really brought us, in contact with those people, to have a support system out there for people that go through the same things that you do.
Thank you so much for joining us. Do you have anything else to add?
And also, I would like to encourage those people that may not have thought about it to become an organ donor. You know, talk to those that you know, your family and friends, and let them know that your wish of becoming an organ donor, because of your donation, you know, somebody else can have the same opportunity that my wife had.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with lung transplantee and president of Second Wind St. Louis, Tom Archer, when we come back next on Today's Issues.